Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Definitely by making his job tougher, contesting everything, make him work. Yeah, I saw that whenever you wear him out, it's everything becomes tougher for him. So that's how I know. Like, I knew it was a long series, and when the fatigue comes in, it's a different ballgame.
Oh yeah, Clint Capella's playing chess while we were just playing checkers. Like, he wore him down, man. Plan's working.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that I'm imagining was their plan.
It was last night.
You can't stop him in a half court, and you letting him get the ball where he wants it, and he's comfortable. Got to get him out of his comfort zone. And if they feel like conditioning is an issue for him, and not to say he's out of shape, it's just more or less the more wear and tear up and down the court you put on that knee, and if Doc's going to play him 35-plus minutes, run his big butt. You can't stop him running.
Yep, four games in the course of a week.
Right, running.
That's what they did. So I think Doc may have an answer for this, possibly. And Joel Embiid, this is the game where he responds on Wednesday night, right? Like, mm-hmm. As much as I'm down on the Sixers and I feel like that it's over as far as their title hopes, I do still think that they win this series. I just think it's going to take much longer than they really needed it to. Because Embiid will respond. It's a matter of what they do game six. It's a matter of does Atlanta come out and show that same sort of desperation and outwork, as Doc Rivers said, the 76ers in game six.
Man, this Hawks team ain't beating the Sixers. Not happening. Not happening.
I was surprised that the Sixers lost last night.
Not happening. Listen, you best believe on their way over to Camden to go to that practice facility today. Yeah, I guarantee you they know the temperature of this city. Lose tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
And see what the temperature is Thursday.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, they're not losing this series. Ben knows he's not getting away with that type of performance again. You're going to get a different Ben Simmons.
You get aggressive, Ben.
Yes. And that's why, to me, I don't know what happened in that second half. And I know Doc is talking about being outworked. But, man, you're the head coach. How about you get on the sideline and punch a clipboard or something? If the game meant that much, see, I I'm not in the huddle, so I don't know how authoritative Doc is over there in those huddles. But he sounded very authoritative after the game when it was too late. When that run was going on in the third quarter, when you saw the momentum shifting to the Hawks, when you saw that your offense was struggling, what did you do to stop that? What did you do to get the offense going the way you wanted to go? Since it wasn't going the way you said it should go, did you call a timeout? If a lot of hero ball is being played, then why don't you pull somebody to the bench?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask is, how many minutes did he play in the second half last night, Joel Embiid?
Oh, I don't know.
If you want to get guys involved that have kind of now, like Ben, for instance, mm-hmm. Sit Joel down for a little bit. He's struggling. Sit him down for some minutes. Let the reserves come in there and go. Put Ben down low. He did so well with doing that.
You're the coach.
Yeah.
It's simple. You're the coach. If the offense isn't going the way you want it to go and you see the lead is slipping away, then it's your job as the coach to stop it and get them to the sideline and say, look, this is what we're doing wrong. We got to move the ball. We got to move the ball. We got to move the ball. Were you doing that on the sideline? I don't know. If you're telling me you were saying you were moving the ball and guys ignored you and just played hero ball, then now we really got an
issue.
That's
the problem, yeah.
Now we really got an issue. And that hasn't been an issue. That hasn't been the issue. So I don't know. This seems like a cohesive team. Doesn't seem like it's a selfish team. You know, when he says hero ball, what I gathered from that is somebody was out there trying to take on the load because no one else would.
Yep.
That's what I gathered from that. Unless you're trying to tell me my best player was playing selfish last night, because that's what hero ball is. It's selfish. I used it with Carson.
Mm-hmm.
That's selfish. When you're holding on to the ball, trying to make a play down the field, throwing it somewhere you shouldn't throw it to, that's hero ball.
But Carson did it out of almost a sense of desperation of, I don't have help on offense, similar to what Joel was doing last night, we can't win without me doing this.
But my thing is, if there is a simple play to be made there, then you have to make the simple play.
No, I agree.
The hero ball comes from when you're trying to make a bigger play instead of taking the simple play. So if that's what you're trying to tell me, then we may have a bigger issue, because now you're telling me Joel Embiid, who's been nothing but a team player all year, played selfishly last night and ignore what you wanted to do on the sideline. Who else could he be talking about?
Can we hear him, Jack? Do you have him, Doc, after the game? We're very upset. Here he is.
We stopped passing. I thought that we started the game off that way. Then we got back in the ball movement. Then we went back to hero basketball. You know, basically everybody wanted to be the hero instead of just trusting the team, trusting each other. When you do that, you usually lose, especially when the other team outworks you the whole game. And that's what they did today.
Well, especially when you got a point guard that can't get everybody the ball where they need the ball.
Yeah, he was talking about Embiid.
Yeah. Well, guess what? When you run everything through him and he knows he has players out there that are scared to shoot the ball or who can't shoot the ball, he's going to take it on himself to do it. That's where the coach comes in at. Put the ball in Ben's hands then. He's your point guard. Have him run the offense. Get Seth Curry an open shot. Get Court Miles the shot. Get the ball to Tobias.
And Embiid.
That's simple. You're the coach.
Embiid more or less had. I mean, he went 8 for 8 from the foul line, but he took about the same amount of shots that he does in a normal. He just didn't make as many.
Exactly.
This wasn't anything out of the ordinary from what Joel Embiid normally does.
Exactly. The shots didn't go in. That's the only difference. So who is he talking about playing hero ball?
You hit it earlier right on the head. I think this was a motivation. He's talking about Joel. Joel's going to know he's talking about him, but he's not saying his name. But Joel knows who he's talking about right there.
Yeah, but Joel's fine.
Yeah.
Joel's got to shoot every game. It ain't about Joel. If we got to have Joel Embiid score for everybody and everybody else gets to sit around and not do anything, then guess what? They're going home.
Yep.
The guy has a torn meniscus.
Pretty much.
I mean, come on, Doc. You got to coach the rest of your team.
Yeah, I mean, if Embiid's just going to go out and score 39, it's going to be easy to beat a team like the Hawks.
Yeah.
Not going to be like this in the next round.
I'm just saying, when your offense goes stagnant, why not put the ball in the point guard's hands and let him run your offense?
Because the point guard just wants to run down and flip it and get away. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect graduation present, maybe you want to get a jump on Father's Day. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville has you covered for your dad and your grad. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. 76ers title chances right now are high, medium, slim, non-existent. Medium still in the lead with a ton of votes there. But Jack, are you slim? I'm slim. I'm going to say none.
Well,
as it looks right now.
Well, you already said none.
It's none. Come on. Everyone, like, listen, it sucks because we're here, but when your MVP and your best player, the guy's going to take all your shots, is basically on one leg now and isn't going to get any healthier as the season goes on, mm-hmm. How are you supposed to win the title? I mean, and Ben went back to being Ben last night. Like, how are the Sixers going to win the title as currently constructed?
You're struggling to beat the Hawks, who are a very ordinary team. You're struggling to beat the Hawks. I mean, that's the only thing I can look at right now. The title aspirations, I don't know what changes between now and then outside of Embiid scoring 50 points a game in these games coming up. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Yoshi, Brewery Town. Yoshi, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today, baby?
Yoshi!
Yeah, man, it's just like that second half, we just became lethargic and we let them bully us, man. That, like, John Collins coming down, what's his name, Duncan, like, he was Superman last night. and they just got bullied. They bullied them. The highlights of the game that Atlanta started putting forth took them out the game. And it's like at some point we was feeling ourselves too much too, like we could get back in the game at any time. But Atlanta had got so hyped. Trey, what's his name, started hitting that little deep ball, and he's annoying as I don't know what, by the way.
Yeah.
And we just took ourselves out the game. Then we came down and tried to, what's his name, finesse and outdo them, but it just wasn't falling. And yeah, B played a little hero ball, but I ain't even mad at that. If your point guard, what's his name, not coming down and doing what your second best player supposedly not doing what he's supposed to be doing, I'm going to shoot it too.
Yeah.
They kind of look like, what's his name, Embiid last night was AI and the rest of the team was everybody else. That's how it seemed last night.
Yeah.
Embiid felt like he had to be AI, everybody else standing around. And you hit the nail, you hit it on the head a minute ago.
Talk to
Simmons
me.
Just not consistent. You a three-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA defensive team, rookie of the year, first pick in the draft. The way you feeling yourself when you pimping out your Lambo and showing your big truck and all your sneakers and your dogs and your Savannah 2s and all of that on Instagram, that's how you should be feeling yourself in the game. You 6'11", 240. Like I said a couple weeks ago, try to yam on everybody. Whether you get fouled, you skidded the free throws or not, just keep being aggressive. That's what, and it's so upsetting because me personally, I thought Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid was going to be the second coming of Anthony Hardaway and Shaq down in Orlando. Mm. That's why I'd be upset because that's who they supposed to be to me. And before I get out of here, y'all brought back what's in some memory. Hey, Johnny.
Yep.
Yeah, listen here, you see?
Courageous cat, see?
Hey, check this one out, John. Hey, courageous, what are we going to do now? Hey, man, look, my guys, y'all have a blessed one, boy.
All right, Yoshi, appreciate it.
How about Yoshi? That's a good courageous cat there, man.
Oh, yeah. Love courageous cat. Used to be on Channel 3 on, I guess it was Saturday mornings, right? 7 o'clock. You had to be up early to see it. And the Froggy, who was the villain, would smoke a cigar. Oh, Jack, it was high-tech stuff, too, the cartoons. You should check it out on...
Is that the guy that used to flick the cigarette up? The little guy?
I don't know who you're talking about. He was a frog, and he had a cigar. Courageous cat.
No.
He would always, and Courageous Cat would always win.
That was a terrible cartoon.
It was bad. It was very, very bad. So let me I'll give you a comparison, and I'm not going to name names because I want to protect people. But I had a job at one point in time where the supervisor, when something went wrong, the supervisor was incapable of doing anything and fixing any of the problems.
Right.
So you know what he did when you called him? Didn't answer his damn phone.
Right.
Because if he answered the phone, then he had to more or less tell you, sorry, I can't help you.
Right.
So he wouldn't answer the phone. Therefore, I didn't know that you call, whatever. So then I got to try to figure out things on myself, right?
Right.
So you call me, doesn't answer. Then I realize, I'm like, well, he's never going to answer the phone because he doesn't know what to do and he'll be exposed. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons doesn't drive to try to dunk the ball because if he does, they'll foul him and he knows it and he'll miss the foul shots.
Yeah.
I mean, he could get to the foul line 20 times a game if he wanted to. He doesn't want to.
Yeah.
And that could be... Like, ultimately, him not even taking mid-range jumpers, that's going to hurt his game. But if he was able to get to the foul line 8 to 10 times a game and make 70%, and that became a part of the way he can score and be it keeps him aggressive in the game, like, that would help him so much. But he won't do that. He was 1 of 5 last night. 8 of 25 on the series? 8 of 25. I'm surprised they're not hacking him more on purpose at this point. So maybe you could see that coming up in game 5. I don't know. Let's go to Bill. Bill's calling from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say I go along with Ike the whole way with Joel, but now that you brought up the foul shooting with Ben,
I think you got a point where, like, he doesn't want to get fouled.
Nope.
And, you know, because you don't want to go to the line. You know, I just seen a team, you know, the second half that just looked exhausted. You know?
They did. They looked, I mean, Ike said this earlier, and I think he's right. They had energy in the first half, and it looked like the game was over.
Yeah.
And they came out in the second half not realizing that Atlanta was going to be desperate. And they were, and they had the energy.
Last night they showed a replay of the game, and it was the first half. And it was like I was watching a different game because the second half, Joel was hurting. You could tell. You know, when you're missing shots and they're coming up short, you know, he just didn't have it. But then you got Harris only scoring 6 points in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got to have somebody that's going to step up, you know. And with Ben, you know what you have with Ben. But Ben should have been backing down little Trey Young. And if Joel's going to stay out at the top, you got to have Ben down there posting up, you know. But none of the guys were hitting their shots. The turnovers were terrible last night because it took them out of any kind of momentum, you know. But with Ben, you know what, I called up a couple times. You're probably going to block my phone calls from now on. But I was telling one of the hosts about Rick Barry. I used to watch Rick Barry when I was a kid. So I'm 60 years old. Rick Barry used to shoot that underhanded shot, foul shot.
Right.
And it was almost automatic. The guy, I mean, I don't have the stats, but if you looked it up, he probably led the league in foul shooting.
Do you imagine Ben shooting underhanded? What a blow to that his ego that would be.
Yeah, I don't see nobody getting out of a Lamborghini SUV shooting the ball underhand. Yeah, that's not happening. That's not happening, so. These dudes got way too much of a brand to protect than to be out there shooting the ball as if they're in the third grade.
Rick Barry shot free throws 90%, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row and 7 out of 8.
Yeah, I mean, listen, trick shots were allowed back then. An all-time leading scorer. Managed scoring 40,000 points with a trick shot.
Pretty much trick shots.
Throwing up hook shots.
Well, why can't Ben do a trick shot? I've seen him do that little baby hook.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take anything. Get to the foul line.
Take anything.
Do something. And by the way, last night was not a Ben Simmons, because the Benablers out there hear what they want to hear with Ben Simmons. Last night was not a pure, Ben Simmons cost him that game. But when Joel Embiid couldn't hit a bucket in the second half, nobody else stepped up. Nobody else stepped up. Tobias didn't step up.
Mm-hmm. Only problem is for Ben is that Tobias has stepped up.
Previously, yes.
Yeah, and shouldered the load from an offensive standpoint. So Ben's offense will always be looked at. But you're right. Tobias only took 2 shots in the second half, scored 4 points in the second half. Ben took 1 shot in the second half. It's inexcusable that those two guys couldn't do more to bring that game home. And that's who I look at. I'm not blaming Embiid. The worst thing I said about Embiid today is he was being overdramatic, I thought, last night at times with the injury. That's what I thought. Other than that, Embiid is aces in my book. You know, that was a game last night that Simmons and Harris and Doc needed to bring home. You had an 18-point lead at the half. Doc, you can't coach that home. You can't bring that home. You can't push the right buttons to bring that home. You can't push push the right buttons of Simmons in game 3 and told him to be aggressive. You couldn't push those buttons last night.
Yeah, what happened last night?
When that lead was slipping away. So.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll come back with your phone calls. Today is also the anniversary of the 76ers losing the NBA Finals to the Lakers in 2001. 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, let's celebrate that.
Of Game 5. I mean, that was almost every game in that series was competitive, and then Big Shot Bob seemed to give them the dagger in there. But, if you think about the 76ers, 1983 they win a championship. 2001 they go to the Finals. Outside of that, they haven't been to a Finals. They've barely been to conference Finals outside of that. It's been a long time for the Sixers. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Your phone call is coming up next. Also, is this going to be the last year of Jason Kelce? His contract suggests so. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Well, it's officially summer. Do you still have that nagging pain? Or maybe it's a new pain now that you're doing more outside. Trinity Rehab is here to help. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free and get back to doing things that you love, like biking, gardening, hiking? Give them a call at 800-518-0977 or go to trinity-rehab.com. Now, they have the EPAT machine, which most places don't have. It's cutting-edge acoustic pressure wave therapy that breaks up scar tissue, enhancing healing, and gets rid of pain fast. Most patients are better in 3 5-minute sessions. No prescriptions needed to get started. Give them a call, 800-518-0977 or trinity-rehab.com. They're here for you. Isn't it time to start feeling better and have no pain? Call Trinity Rehab. They're all over the place with 30 locations, and now there's one close to you in Newtown, Wayne, and Marlton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.